All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. And it is August the 1st in the year of the Lord, 2023. And it's hot, man. It's hot down here in Texas. Sorry I missed out on this last show of mine. I get every once in a while these things called silent migraines. Boy, I mean, when the weird thing is I don't ever get a headache with it. It's just it does other things. Maybe you're familiar with it. They're not really all that uncommon. I know people that have them. I think they're kind of hereditary, too. I know my dad had them. But anyway, and my daughter has them. And so it's kind of weird. Anyway, it's good to be back. And I want to talk about what's this thing? You know, I was thinking these slogans that people run for president on, you know, build back better. Build back better. That's almost unintelligible. That's almost, you know, build back better. That sounds like a kind of an idiot talking, you know. Won't we build that back better, Bobby? And then there's, let's make America great again. Well, these things don't have any definition. What do you mean, make America great again? Now, I like to say this kind of stuff. Why wouldn't it be something more like, let's make America lawful again? Oh, now that kind of goes, are you saying that this thing is not lawful anymore? Well, that's right. But to say it's not great anymore, what does that really mean, it's not great? Is it not as big as it used to be? Is it not as tough as it used to be? Is it we were tougher at one time, or meaner at one time, or more powerful at one time? But what is it? Do you want to be powerful, or you want to be lawful? Do you want to be free living in a lawful nation, or are you rather be great and powerful and be able to subdue other nations all around the world and kick the living snot out of them? Or had you rather just be living in a lawful nation? I would think that generally people living everywhere in the world would simply like to live in a lawful country. Well, I think everybody would want that. Why wouldn't everybody want that? But why do we want to be great rather than lawful? Why do we want to be better rather than being lawful? I mean, I think that they just, the reason is obvious. They don't want to talk about it, what's lawful and what's not. Because if it's not lawful, you got to what? You got to stop it. You got to quit doing that. Well, if you're going to build back better, and if you're going to be great, why not be lawful? I would think being lawful would be taking care of both of those things. Both the Democrats and the Republicans would love it. It would be better, and it would be great to have a lawful country. So just on that topic of what's great and what's not, I've got a little 3-minute paper I prepared. Some people asked me to prepare this, and they want me to make this presentation in front of their local, I think it's their county commissioners meeting, and it's coming up on August the 9th. Anyway, they wanted me to present, they're going to have a bunch of ideas they want to submit to their county commissioners about property taxes and the lawyer they have over there that's keeping a bunch of lawsuits all strung out and stuff. And so I said, okay, I'll do that. And so they wanted me to, and they want me to open their group presentation up. And I said I'd do that. So the title of this 3-minute talk is Property Tax is Civil Tyranny. And so I'm going to read it to you. You might get a kick out of it, and maybe you want to use it in front. Maybe I'll actually publish it on my website, suit.org, S-U-E-I-T.org, and I'll put a link to it after I get it up and all of that. But anyway, I'll read it to you now. Quote, why is property tax, and I put property tax in quotes, why is, quote, property tax, unquote, civil tyranny? We start with the definition of tyranny, which is the exercise of power without authority. Then we ask the question, what is the authority for the state or any of its subdivisions to alien your property for the performance of anything, including the payment of money to the state or any of its subdivisions for its creation or support? Well, the answer to that is the state of Texas only has two sources of authority. The first is direct delegation from the people under Article 1, Section 2, and the second is adoption of pre-existing applicable common law under Article 16, Section 48. That's it. That's the only two sources of authority for the state of Texas. If it's not in that, if it's not in one of those two, the state of Texas does not have it. Okay, first, the people do not have authority to give up their property for the creation or support of any state, as the right to freedom being the gift of God Almighty, it is not in the power of man to alienate this gift and voluntarily become a slave. Neither can he alien his neighbor's property by voting in bond elections. The definition of slave is one who owns no property. Presently, all people in Texas rent their property from the state. Under the natural law of delegated authority, which says no one can delegate to another more authority than they hold in themselves, the state cannot acquire authority delegated from the people to alien property for taxation. Second, no property in the United States was ever conquered by or given up to William the Norman or any of his successors, which would be the only exception to the pre-existing Saxon laws of possession or applicable common law. This cannot be shown to apply to any property in the United States. Therefore, the state cannot acquire authority to alien property for the performance of anything to create or support the state or any of its subdivisions. Therefore, both sources of authority for the state do not produce authority to alien property for taxation and is therefore evil civil tyranny by definition. And then I have a little thing here at the bottom that says, see the flyer for more detail sources. And you can click on that, and it takes you to a flyer in color, a very nice one. You can download it and print it yourself and hand it out. And, of course, I'll put that link on there, too, on the website. So, anyway, I probably went over 3 minutes because I did add some stuff that's not in here. Kind of got carried away there. But anyway, that's it. That's the long and the short of it. I mean, that's how simple this thing is. Property taxes is civil tyranny because the state, no state in this union can obtain authority to alien somebody's property for the performance of anything, including paying them money or taxation. So they can't make you build roads to keep your property and stay in your home. They can't make you pay them some money to stay in your home or to have a business. They can't do that because they can't get authority to alien your property. You can't delegate it to them because you ain't got it to delegate to them. And they, and it's not pre-existing common law. Now, in the suit that I sued them for, and of course they cheated, and by cheating they won, they said that property taxes pre-existed the present constitution of the state of Texas, and they merely adopted the pre-existing common law. However, they failed to note, and they would not acknowledge my sources to prove that that was error. Even though, yes, we had property taxes prior to the 1876 Constitution of Texas, which is the one we're under, supposedly, they did exist, but they were wrong then. They were inapplicable. They were not common law. There was no source for it. In other words, it was a crime even then. And I showed this to them by Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and John Locke and Samuel Adams. I mean, these are the major founders of the United States. These are the guys, and they had nobody. There was no one that they nobody was contradicting these four major founders of the United States and the constitutions of them. So I say these guys knew what they were talking about. There's no way for the state to obtain authority to lien your property for taxation purposes or for any purposes, really. That's what they call unalienable. See, we throw that word around all the time, unalienable, inalienable, unalienable. It means you can't put a lien on it. It's unalienable. You can't do it. Well, what have they done? They've done it. They slapped a lien on it. They've aliened it. So what should our call, our rally be? Stop aliening our unalienable property. Stop having criminal, unlawful government. Yeah, let's have a great, let's have a lawful government. I think that would be great, don't you? To have a lawful government where we actually own our property instead of rent it from the state. Wow, that's a kind of a big deal. And hey, is the state taking care of your property lately? Is the border, do you feel secure in this state of Texas with your border wide open? People just coming in and camping around everywhere and start taking your stuff. You think these people are not going to try to survive here once they get here? If they see something loose, they're going to start taking it. You know, they're going to live under bridges. You got to have something. I mean, this is just, and the state's not doing its job, is it? What is the purpose of government? Let me see. Let me scratch my head. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of government? Let's see. To make things better, to have a better world. No, to feed the hungry, take care of the poor. No, that's not it. What is it? It's for the protection of property. Protection of property. Three little words. That is the sole, one and only sole purpose of lawful government. Protection of property. Wow. What a revelation. You know where I got that revelation from? You think I thought of it? John Locke, 1689. That's what he wrote. The sole purpose of government is for the protection of property, consisting of your life your liberty, and your possessions or your estate. That's what it is. And if you don't believe it, he develops the whole thing from the state of nature and carries it on through in a very logical, straightforward manner, proving it. And no one has ever been able to refute it. His principles stand as strong today as they did the day he wrote them and published them. And that's what America was based on. That's where these phrases and some of these terminology and constitutions, that's where it comes from. The Declaration of Independence was almost verbatim taken from John Locke. And he admits it. Thomas Jefferson admits it. So let me tell you, if Thomas Jefferson says that property tax and that we needed to rent our property from the crown and from the governor and the state, and that was wrong, and that we allowed it because the people at the time, at the settlement of America, they weren't lawyers, they were farmers. And because they were renting lands out, they merely rented them at the time, but that was error. That's not how we own property in America. That is not how the Saxons owned it in England, even at the time. The Saxons owned their property with superior, unalienable title. Allodial, they called it. That's what we should call it today, we have allodial, unalienable titles to property. That's the way the Saxons owned their property in England, even after William the Norman conquered England. The only ones that he applied this taxation on and this renting of property out to what became vassal servants, essentially, was the losers of the Battle of Hastings. So, but those who didn't participate in it, they maintained their titles as they did before, unalienable. Even the king could not tax the Saxon owners for their land. In other words, we in America are to own our land like kings and queens. Castles, remember that? A man is king of his castle? Well, that's what it means. It's yours, man. Nobody can tax it. Nobody can lien it. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what we fought for. But that's not what we have anymore. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And next thing on the what I wanted to talk about was this, you know, there seems to be this, the tyrannical powers, that is, people that are exercising power that they have no authority to do, is obvious in this climate change business and the gun confiscation thing. We got to get back to what government really is. And I would like to, again, and this is one of my favorite things. You've heard me say this on this show many times. I'm going to do it again, man, because it's so important. Article 1, Section 2, I think is a real clear definition of the authority of the state of Texas or any republic in the world. Here it is. I'm going to read it to you, short and sweet. Inherent police, this is the, I'm just going to read a title they put in front of it. It's not really the article, but it's the title to the article. Inherent political power, Republican form of government. So here it comes. Quote, all political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their benefit. You know, that's one sentence, and it's very powerful, isn't it? All political power, not some of it, not most of it, all of it, Jack. All political power is inherent in the people. And all free governments, all of them. Where? Texas? No. Alabama? Yeah. Russia? Yes. Afghanistan? Yes. Everywhere. On Saturn? On Alpha Centauri? Yes. All political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority. So that, where is the authority? Let me see. Is it in science? Could we find out something in science that would alter our government, and we could all live better because we discovered some? We made a discovery? No, not one iota. Maybe we could discover something that would help make us healthier. Does that give government authority to force us to be healthier? No. Here it is. All political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and what? Instituted for their benefit. It's to our benefit. And what's to our benefit? That, number one, all authority comes from us. That's definitely for our benefit. It's not for the benefit of a scientist or from some scientific corporation or some other perverted government or some tyrant or group of tyrants. And what else? Now, the faith of the people of Texas stands pledged to the preservation of a Republican form of government. Okay, and what is that Republican form of government? We just got through defining it. That's what Republican government is. It's that one sentence. So no matter what we do in Texas, or in fact anywhere else, because all of this applies to any free government, any lawful government, anywhere in the world. So, the faith of the people of Texas stands pledged to the preservation of the Republican form of government, and subject to this limitation only, they have at all times the inalienable, we know what that is now, right to alter, reform, or abolish their government in such manner as they may think expedient. Period. Wow, that's good news. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Feel like I just broke through Earth's gravity field, man. I'm taking off, dude. I am. We are next stop Alpha Centauri's. I love it. Well, that does. That was nice. That was pretty neat. I had a friend that was into all that kind of music. He used to come to the tap house and tell me all about it. And we play all that stuff. It's pretty cool. But anyway. Good stuff, Julie. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And feel free to call in if you want to, but I'm just going to kind of continue now a couple of examples of tyranny and other examples besides property taxes. This idea that the that we can pick up these guns. This is just bizarre. You know, property, you must have a way to protect. Didn't we just say what the lawful government was, the protection of property? Well, you know, how are you going to protect property? And you, and so how does government have authority to protect property? Because the people have authority to protect their own property. And what people do when they create government is they delegate their authority to their government. And they can only delegate what they have to their government. Well, believe it or not, people are limited in their authority. You may be free, but you're also limited by what you have authority to do. So you have authority to defend your property from others. And you can do that with force. Yeah, with deadly force. Functioning firearms. And you can delegate that to your government. Now, that doesn't mean you give it up. Well, you do give it up in a degree. In other words, you just can't go around, you know, or somebody, comes over and starts taking stuff. It's good to call the cops in the daytime or to tell them to stop. But if they try to harm you, you can use deadly force against them, even in the daytime. But anyway, so what are they doing here? And, you know, it is against the law already. Article, you know, the Second Amendment. Why is government, they won't protect your property, they won't control your border, and now they want to pick up your firearms. Well, what do they want? They're converting people into just slabs of meat. I mean, we're not slabs of meat, folks. We have property and we can defend it. Well, we already have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and take him. Roger from Ohio. How you doing?
Well, thank you very much for taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
I listen to RBN and I also listen to Rent and a couple other shows. Wednesday night at 9 o'clock will be William Gein, and he's head of Alipac, and this organization is trying to slow down or stop the illegal immigration to the United States. So he's having a fundraiser, and pretty easy to donate to him.
Let me ask you a question, Roger. Are you real close to your microphone? Because it's kind of garbly. I don't know. I'm having a hard time picking it up, what you're saying.
Okay, maybe I'm not holding the phone right. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yes. Go ahead.
Yay. Well, I was just telling about this William Gein. He's on Rents every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, and he's in charge of Alipac. And Alipac is an organization that tries to get stopping the illegal immigrants coming into the United States. So he's having a fundraiser now. So he'll be going to, I may be going to D.C. and trying to talk to the representatives and stopping the illegal people coming in the United States. So
great.
He's pretty good. And like I said, he's on every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. Another thing about real estate taxes, I go on Zillow, I see Texas is pretty expensive when it comes to real estate taxes. They're pretty high.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't see how Texas could ever succeed from the union because they got so many military bases and so many federal agencies, along with the Social Security and Medicare. You know, us baby boomers, we're almost have to have the federal government to survive now.
Well, yeah, secession is a ridiculous idea anyway. I mean, who would admit that the United States lawfully exists at this point in time? I certainly don't want to make that claim. And to secede, why secede from something that doesn't exist? So secession is like suicide. It's like you admit the thing you want to leave lawfully exists and is lawfully conformed to its constitution, but you just want out. So it makes you the the infidel, you want to leave something that lawfully exists and is lawfully conformed to its constitution, and you just want out. You don't want to play anymore. You want to take your toys and go home. Well, that's the moral weak side, and plus that, it's not truthful. It's not honest. And under a dissolution, the observation of dissolution, it's pointless to secede. It's like you don't go get a divorce from a dead spouse. If your spouse dies, you don't get a divorce from them. And this is what's happened. I mean, the union really doesn't exist anymore. It's all tyrannical. So why secede from it? What has to happen at this point is the republics, the independent republics, need to clean up their own state and get rid of all their unlawful provisions in their states that they've made to get along with this union thing, and then create a new lawful union instead of seceding. Because, first of all, even secession, it leaves these other states behind, and they can all join together and be the good guys, and you can, the one little rebellious one can be brought back in line. All of that stuff is just baloney. It has to be based on real concepts and the truth. And the truth is the union is dissolved, and unfortunately, the state of Texas is dissolved for the same reason. So we need a lawful state, a new lawful state, and we need a new lawful union.
Can I ask you, is it safe to be along the border? Because I was looking at property down to Arizona. It's called Sierra Vista. And I was hoping maybe it's safe down there because it's got an army post in the town. So is it safe to move to the coast of the border, or you want to recommend it?
I don't think it's safe down on the border. I'd hate to own land down there. I'd hate to be on the border. I mean, it's just constant people trampling over your property and leaving garbage and trash and I don't know what all, dead bodies and everything. It's horrible. And I don't know what the military is doing either. I don't know anything about how that. I don't think there's any bases right on the border. I don't know. It's just a damn mess, and they won't stop it. Nobody will stop it.
Well, I got a little story. Back in 1972, when I went into Lackland Air Force Base, and I went to basics, and I was a farm boy. I didn't know anything. I'd never been around anything. So they had these minorities in there, and, you know, they're saying you can take the boy out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the boy. And I didn't know about concrete jungles or anything, and I got a good education right from the start, being in the military. And it was pretty funny because the girls in there, the WAFs, they ran after those certain kind of guys like they've made out of gold. And that was a new experience for me. But the good thing, we played down Eagles Pass down there in the parade down there. I was in a drum bugle corps. And those very cute little Mexican girls just looked at us white boys, and that's the only ones they paid attention to. And it just made my day. So I'll give you that little story to go on. So
okay.
Have a good day.
All right.
I can only relate to what personally happens to myself, so even then it might become a little distorted, but that's how it works. So all right, you have a good day. I always try to catch you on Tuesday and Thursday. It's always good.
Okay, great, Roger. Well, hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right, goodbye.
Okay. I hate to say this, but sometimes some people's voices and how it works, I just can't understand them very. I finally had to turn my volume way down low so I could barely hear it, but at least it wasn't as garbled up. But anyway, I thank him for calling, and I could hear most of it. Anyway, let's get back to this gun thing now, too. I want to point out Gun Owners of America are pretty good on this. And here at Republic Broadcasting, at RBN, we have an article here, Department of Justice illegally bribing states to pass gun confiscation laws. Wow, yeah. And the source of it is submitted by Gun Owners of America. And it says here, Biden's Department of Justice illegally bribing states to pass gun confiscation laws. Last summer, weak Republicans teamed up with anti-gun Democrats to pass the bipartisan Safer Community Act. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Ain't that just the biggest lie you ever heard? Safer Communities Act? You know, this country's gone to hell in a handbag, and it's not safer, and they come up with this kind of caca. Safer Communities Act by disarmament. Disarming the people. You got to be, I mean, it's, what the, let's really say what it is. Safer Communities Act by violation of the, of articles of, the Second Amendment. So let's violate the law so that we can have safer communities. That didn't even make sense. Part of that law included funding for red flag laws nationwide. The reason for this is that the anti-gun lobby knows that the national red flag law is totally unconstitutional and would immediately be struck down by federal courts. So instead, they choose to bribe states with federal funds into passing their own red flag laws at the state level, where challenges to the laws could get stuck in court proceedings for years to come. Well, how true that is. That's exactly right. It'd get all tangled up down there, and it'd be a mess in state courts. And I've done that, so I'm quite familiar with how that works. And then, according to the letter penned by Senator Roger Marshall of Kentucky and Representative Alex Mooney from West Virginia, the Biden Department of Justice has weaponized Bipartisan Safer Communities Act to illegally bribe states into passing red flag laws. Wow, that's unbelievable, isn't it? It says, in the letter, the lawmakers state that the Justice Department gave federal funding to states that did not meet the criteria for due process. Well, now, this is interesting, isn't it? Interestingly, Minnesota passed a red flag law within 100 days of receiving $3.7 million from this program. These federal grants were supposed to only be given to states whose red flag laws met due process requirements, a term specifically set by one of the bill's Republican authors, Senator John Cornyn of Texas. Okay, well, what's happening here? We need to find out more about that. I recommend you go into to RBN's website here and looking at this, because I want to follow up more on this too. I mean, what are they really pounding this now? They want to force this climate change stuff on us, which means all kinds of hardships. And then they want to disarm us, and then they want to make science and all that caca the source of authority. I mean, these guys are just diabolical, and they won't stop. Anyway, we have David from Massachusetts. You may have to hang on too after this break and come on at the very end. How you doing, David?
Well, not very well, Ron, but I won't go into all the reasons why and everything, but I haven't called in a while, so I wanted to call and say hi. And I really agreed with the beginning of your show, Ron. I had to walk away for about 10 or 15 minutes, and I'm just back now. But as far as these slogans like Trump's Make America Great Again.
Julie, are we going to take a break or what? I think she's going to. Oh, well, Julie, music. Let's go ahead. Let's hear David, I guess. Okay, thank you, Julie. Julie says, sounds like a speaker phone. It's got bad sound. Can you improve that somehow, David?
No, is that better one?
I guess it is. I could hear you, but go ahead.
Yeah, no. You know, I was going to say, I've often believed, Ron, if Trump was going to have a slogan similar to Make America Great Again, I've always believed, and I think it would be going back to what you call lawful government, how about Make America America Again? What's wrong with making America America again and getting
well,
back to lawful government?
I'm afraid that most people don't know what America was to start with. I think that's the only problem with it, yeah.
Yeah, so now I find it just an absolute absurdity, Ron, that when Trump was blabbing about Make America Great Again, what the people in the Middle East call this great Satan, this great global super Satan, that's what they call America, but the great Satan was turning the whole Middle East into homeless refugees. Remember, Daniel said the end will be as a flood, well, not only on our southern border, but over in Europe. Remember, Europe was invaded by all the Middle East refugees a few years ago?
Absolutely.
European refugee crisis, and it was so ask all those people in the Middle East who have been killed and whose villages have been destroyed, ask them if they think America is great. They'll tell you, hey, yeah, we believe that Satan is great, all right. We don't have to make Satan great again. Satan's the great Satan's already great, you know.
Well, David, I'm with you 100% on that, man. I think you're absolutely right. And I think it disturbs people to hear that phrase, make America great again, because I do believe what it really is talking about, or what most people would think, is it make it powerful again, make it where it's a global bully, a stronger global bully. Well, why not just make it lawful? I think it would make everybody feel better around the world for a nation to stand up and say, you know what we want to be? We want to be lawful. We're tired of all this other stuff. We just want to be lawful. Would y'all around the world help us be lawful, please? Would you give us a hand? Would you not work against us in our efforts to be lawful? I think most nations would say, well, by God, even the people, maybe not the leaders of some of them, but at least the people would say, you know what? I kind of like where they're going. Maybe we could go there too. Why don't we all be around the world? Why don't we start a movement worldwide called, let's all have a lawful government where we're at.
Yeah. I really agree with you, Ron, about this bully stuff, because to me, this Trump saying "Make America Great Again," it reminds me of Muhammad Ali when he used to say, "I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest." In other words, I'm the greatest because I can beat the stuffings out of anybody.
That's how I interpret.
That's how I interpret Trump. Like World War One, they called the Great War, the Great War to end all wars. Like Trump is saying, let's conquer the world. Let's subdue the whole world. Making America. How about make America America again, Trump? Huh?
Yeah. Look at Obama. Remember Obama? His was change. What the hell does that mean? Change. I mean, change to what? From what to what? And then, it's ignorance. It appeals to ignorance to say stuff like that, because what it presumes is what we have is bad and all we need is change. And if you have bad, all you need is change and it's good. Well, not necessarily. And then the next one was what is Biden's Build Back Better? I mean, that what Build Back, first of all, why destroy it? You know, what's presumed there is that it's been destroyed. And, well, yeah, but they're destroying it. Here's one.
Yeah.
Let's stop destroying the country. I think that's what it really should have been. I'm going to stop destroying the country.
Yeah, the Build Back Better, what that applies to is all this nation building. We go over and we destroy all the other Afghanistan and Iraq. And, well, we're going to destroy your country, but then after we destroy your country, we're going to nation build and we're going to build your country back better.
We're doing to ourselves what we did to them. I mean, we destroyed ourselves in the process.
In my response to Obama talking about change, it's him that needs to change in terms of he needs to turn over a new leaf. He's the one that needs to change. When he points the finger at everybody else that's saying that everybody else needs change, he's got three fingers pointing back at himself. He's the one that needs to change. He needs to work on his own character defects.
I agree with you, David. I needed your call, David. You're perking me up, man. I kind of need to blow off a little steam here. But that's right. I mean, you're right. And so I think you and I agree. I bet there's a lot of other people that agree with our summary here of these slogans and what they're doing.
Yeah, no. And, Ron, it's really scary how they're using Ukraine as a battering ram against Mother Russia. These maniacs are shooting drones into the Kremlin, into Moscow now and everything. They won't be happy until they provoke the Russian bear to start nuclear World War III. They're going to get us all killed, Ron.
I agree with you, man. I think that stuff is – I wish we weren't involved in that at all. That we're just prolonging something that's bad, and it's not going to work out good for us.
Hey, Ron, what do you call a president of the United States that has
We've run out of time, David. I appreciate your call. Loved it. And we'll see y'all Thursday.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can't.